The Queen's Nose, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Eve Karpf. Harmony and Rex Rough Monty sat side by side in the old chicken house at the bottom of the garden. No chickens had lived there for many years. Mr. and Mrs. Parker didn't like animals, but a vague, sour smell of the birds lingered on. There was still some fusty straw in the nest boxes, and the perches were barnacled with old dry droppings. The place was small and dark, for there was only one little wire netting window, with a wooden shutter which you could slide across if the rain blew in. The door was low, so that a grown-up person would have found it hard to enter. And except the perches, there was nothing to sit on but an upturned tea-chest. None of this mattered to Harmony, for the chicken house was her retreat. Here she came to be alone, which she mostly liked to be. Not, of course, that she was ever quite alone. There was always Rex Rough Monty. Harmony Parker was a girl of 10. She had very large brown eyes. She looked as though she wouldn't say boo to a goose. This was true in one sense, for she wouldn't have said anything so silly. A goose was one of the dozens of different creatures she dreamt about owning as she sat on her tea chest. Harmony longed to have an animal of her own.
"I wish I could," she said to Rex Rough Monty. "As well as you, I mean."
Rex Rough Monty was a dog of 59. He had only one eye, the other had dropped out. He had first belonged to Harmony's grandmother and had originally been a rich chocolate colour and quite hairy. Now he was grey and bald all over. He was recognisably some sort of large terrier, an Airedale, perhaps. Three of his legs were still quite stiff, but the fourth, the right foreleg, was squidgy and elongated and even more hairless than the rest of him. It was by this leg that Harmony always carried him.
"Why do they have to be so mean?" she said.
She picked up Rex Rough Monty, who was standing on the tea-chest awkwardly, tipping over on his soft leg with his blind side towards her, and turned him round.
"You tell me," she said, staring earnestly into his eye. "Why they have to be so stupid about the whole thing. It isn't as though I wanted an elephant, or half a dozen chimpanzees, or a troop of liberty horses. I mean, I wouldn't mind all those, but I'd settle for a pair of mice or just a gerbil. But they won't let me, and you know why, don't you?"
Harmony waited for 10 seconds, perhaps, as you would when having a telephone conversation, and then continued.
"Exactly. You're absolutely right, Rex Rough Monty. Mummy thinks animals are dirty and carry diseases."
There was another pause.
"Who? Oh, Daddy. Well, he's just not interested. Doesn't like animals. Not even sure he likes people much."
Pause.
"Except her, of course. You're right. I forgot about simple sissy.